Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again, and welcome to this holy half hour here on your local radio station, 3TFM. I'm your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church, which is just down the road from our studio here in the Focus Centre. In both venues, I tend to operate on a wing and a prayer, the praying bit mostly up here on the hill with the radio, of course, and the wing bit when I'm rushing to a church service. Anyway, welcome to this hopefully informative, enlightening, illuminating, enthusing and inspiring holy half hour, during which your spirit may mount up on wings like an eagle as we contemplate the subject of prayer. In fact, let's indulge ourselves and make that two programmes on prayer. It's surely worth two holy half hours when you consider this thought. What is the only thing, and I mean the only thing, that we do right now which we will be doing for all eternity in heaven? We will not always be brushing our teeth, walking the dog, or shopping. No, the only thing which we know for sure that we will be doing for all eternity in heaven, and which we already have started doing here on earth, is prayer. By which I mean spending quality time with God and with other people. Other skills will become redundant, but not the skill of praying, communing, chin-wagging, and relating to God and other people. So let's polish up our praying skills right now, for this is not a programme just talking about prayer. No, this is a prayerful programme in which you are invited to pray along. That's you, me, all the other listeners, and of course God himself too. By the way, as the first hint and tip, you'll find it a lot easier to think of God as Jesus. When folks speak to me, they sometimes call me minister to my face, which I always feel is a bit impersonal. So I often reply plumber or whatever job they have. I prefer people using my name. God is more his job, Jesus is his name. So let's start right at the early stages of prayer with this song by Ian White, Why Do You Close Your Eyes?
Why do you close your eyes? What does it mean to pray? Does anybody hear me? I don't know what to say. I've heard of baby Jesus. I know his name so well. But now I want to know him. And pray to him myself. Why do you close your eyes? What does it mean to pray? Does anybody hear me? I don't know what to say. I've heard of baby Jesus. I know his name so well, but now I want to know him and pray to him myself. Close your eyes. What does it mean to pray? Does anybody hear me? I don't know what to say. I've heard of baby Jesus. I know his name so well. But now I want to know him and pray to him myself.
I've got a lovely book for children entitled First Prayers by Helen Gompertz. Here's my favourite prayer in that book. Dear Lord Jesus, we've got a new baby. I'm sure he's going to be fun later. But now he seems to be all screwed up in a bundle. He can't play football. He hasn't any teeth. His hands are so tiny. He cries such a lot. Will he break if I drop him? Why does he only sleep? Why does everyone stop to look at him? I want to understand. He's my new baby brother. Please help me to love him. Many people start praying from an early age. When parents or grandparents teach them to pray last thing at night before going to sleep. It's a lovely thing to pray first thing in the morning and last thing at night. That way, every day has a lovely spiritual sunrise and sunset, no matter what happens in the middle. Perhaps you remember the prayer, "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep." But even better is when we can just speak naturally and spontaneously, telling Jesus everything that's in our hearts and minds at that particular moment. It's just conversation. And by the way, since it is conversation, remember to pause to breathe and let him get a word in too. Otherwise, it becomes disc jockey prayers. God bless Mummy and Daddy, my big brother and wee sister, Gran and Grandad, Uncle Joe, Auntie Jean, the dog, the cat, and Billy the Budgie, and so on. Anyway, I'll need to pause for breath myself. So to get us in the right mood for prayer, here is some lovely music from Joyce Huggett's Open to God tape. This track is called In Silence My Soul Is Waiting. Then, when we've got into the right frame of mind, I'll share with you some children's prayers which were overheard by their parents.
Thank you.
Some children were praying and these prayers were overheard by their parents. I didn't think orange went with purple until I saw the sunset you made on Tuesday. That was cool. Please send Dennis Clark to a different camp this year. Dear God, if you watch the church on Sunday, I will show you my new shoes. I want to be just like my daddy when I get big, but not with so much hair all over. Dear God, did you mean for giraffes to look like that, or was it just an accident? I went to this wedding and they kissed right in church. Is that okay? Is it true that my father won't get into heaven if he uses his bowling words in the house? Dear God, I bet it's very hard for you to love all of everybody in the whole world. There are only 4 people in our family, and I can never do it. Please send me a pony. I never asked for anything before. You can look it up. Is Reverend Coe a friend of yours, or do you just know him through business? Dear God, on Halloween I'm going to wear a devil's costume. Is that all right with you? Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I really prayed for was a puppy. Dear God, do animals use you, or is there somebody else for them? Dear God, my brother told me about being born, but it doesn't sound right. Dear God, please put another holiday between Christmas and Easter. There's nothing good in between there now. Dear God, I do not think anybody could be a better God. Well, I just want you to know, but I'm not just saying that because you're God. Dear God, when you made the first man, did he work as good as we do now? Why is Sunday school on Sunday? I thought it was supposed to be our day of rest. Dear God, I am English. What are you? Dear God, I wish you would not make it so easy for people to come apart. I had 3 stitches and a shot. Dear God, instead of letting people die and having to make new ones, why don't you just keep the ones you've got now? Maybe Cain and Abel would not kill each other so much if they had their own rooms. It works with my brother. Well, these children's prayers all came from a book called Children's Letters to God by Stuart Hampel and Eric Marshall. These children were all very eloquent. It's sometimes adults who struggle to know what to say. Well, if you don't know what to say in prayer, join the club. Even the disciples had to take Jesus aside and confess that they were struggling. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. And he gave them the Lord's Prayer. Here's Cliff Richard to sing it. The words of the Lord Prayer are so well known to us, they can lose their freshness. So as a way of jazzing it up and giving us a fresh angle on it, I've asked Lewis Ferguson, the 3TFM station manager, to help me with this sketch. It's the Our Father sketch. Right, Lewis, you be the disciple and I'll be God.
Our Father?
Yes.
Oh, are you really there? Here, listening?
Yes.
Father, do you mind if I don't call you that?
Father? What's wrong with that? Oh, I get it. You had bad experiences with your own father.
No, I'm a poor father.
Fortunately, I'm not just a bigger version of you. The point is that in all my greatness and perfection, I am fatherly, loving, personal and tender towards you.
Well, Father, which art in heaven?
I'm not actually that far away. I'm more down to earth than you think. You don't have to shout. I'm here. I can hear.
Harold be thy name?
My name's not Harold. The word you're looking for is hallowed. It means holy, special, and that I should be held in awe and respect.
I have a wee bit of a problem with the next bit. Thy kingdom come.
Oh, why is that?
Well, I'm a Republican.
So what do you want? Do you want me to stand for election as God every 5 years?
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Mind you, you have some chance in heaven, but I don't fancy your chances on earth.
I have my ways.
Give us this day our daily bread. And could you stretch that to the odd McDonald's McFlurry chicken?
Some folk are really fussy, never satisfied. I miraculously gave the Israelites their daily manna in the wilderness. But you know what they said to me? They cried out, "Oh no, not manna again. Can you credit it?"
I know, it's terrible. Please forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
I will, every month, before the surcharge kicks in.
And lead us not into temptation. Well, most of the time. Just kidding.
I don't usually lead anyone into temptation. They do a pretty good job of that themselves. What you can do is burn the bridges across which the temptation comes.
But deliver us from evil, or at least spare us the consequences.
Well, you don't do the evil, and I'll spare you the consequences. Deal?
Yes. For thine is the republic and the power and the glory. Forever amen. The end.
Bye now. Have a nice day. Well, thanks very much, Lewis. Some people also say prayers at meal times in the form of graces. These are just short thank yous to Jesus for blessing us with the food that we eat. Well, it would be a sin to just thoughtlessly gulp it down without a fleeting thought as to how much human and divine activity went into putting it on our plate. You can, of course, just put it into your own simple but sincere words. But there are some well-known, previously cooked graces, if you like. Over the years, I've been collecting a number of these graces, such as these. Lord, bless this food and make us good for Jesus' sake. Amen. For what we're about to receive, make us truly thankful, O Lord. Thank you, O God, for family and friends, fellowship and food. Lord, bless this food and the hands which have prepared it. Or there's the Selkirk Grace by Robert Burns. Some hae meat and canna eat, and some would eat that want it. But we hae meat and we can eat, so let the Lord be thankit. Lord, bless this bunch as they munch their lunch. Or how about this one? Lord, make us not like porridge, stodgy, but more like cornflakes, crisp and ready to serve. Lord, as we look round this breakfast or lunch or dinner table, we see food from all over the world. And then you can give a list. We give you thanks for the many varieties of food and for the one world family which it represents. I'm sure you remember the children's one. Thank you for the world so sweet. Thank you for the food we eat. Thank you for the birds that sing. Thank you, God, for everything. Lord God, who fed the Israelites with manna in the wilderness, who fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, who broke bread in Emmaus and ate breakfast on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, be with us here and now as we eat together and accept our thanks. Or we thank you, Lord, for all the unseen people who have brought this food to our table before our eyes. You can also sing graces as well as say them. You know the one, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Graces can also be said after a meal as well as before it, or instead of before it. We have come to the end of our meal, O Lord. help us to give you unending thanks and praise for all your love. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the food on our table and our family and friends around our table. So, speaking of all these graces and food, it puts us in mind of Catherine Jenkins singing Panis Angelicus, which means Jesus being the bread of life. So I hope by now you're getting the idea that praying is not complicated really, it's just a natural conversation with God. In the morning, at night, at meals, any time. In the age of mobile phones, it should not be a big leap of imagination to think of you and God always texting each other and chattering away about this and that. A monk was addressing a group of ministers, of whom I was one. Canon Walls was his name. No, not Canon Balls, Canon Walls. And he said to us, "You don't teach a bird to fly, and you don't teach a fish to swim, nor do you teach a young person to kiss. Well, you don't need to teach people how to pray. Just get on with it. Nobody gets lessons on what to say on Facebook or Bebo. There's more need to teach folk to stop twittering. Having said all that, any skill can be improved with a little technique, so it's worth picking up a few hints and tips about prayer wherever you can.
It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother or my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother or my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother or my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother or my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my stranger or my neighbor, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my stranger or my neighbor, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
We can all identify with that song. We all stand in the need of prayer, especially if the ship is sinking. It doesn't require great technique, and the more you're feeling the passion of the moment, the easier the words seem to be to come to mind. But God knows what we're thinking, no matter how inarticulate we are at saying it. So don't worry about the words, just come to God with a sincere soul, open our hearts and minds to Him and share everything with Him. Next week, we'll be looking at prayer in more detail and learning a few hints and tips on the skill. In the meanwhile, you can't do better than finish with the Lord's Prayer. So this is the Candler Welsh Male Voice Choir singing the Lord's Prayer. And I welcome you back again next week on 3TFM.